We have another performance for you. It's an LA band by way of Bulgaria here to perform some songs at 88.5. It's Khan Wakan. Take it away. Good. I'm surrounded by talented musicians here. 88.5 Live with Khan Wakan. Let's go around the room here. Jessica on the vocals.
Hi.
Out of this world. That was amazing.
Thank you so much.
George over here on lead, I think that's what you're playing there, right? Yeah. And then we've got Brijesh over there playing the dish towels. That's great over there. Cooper on the bass up here, bigger than Cooper. And Randall's on the wind over there. Yes. And of course, it's Saigo, also sort of on the wind, right?
I got some wind.
It's Kanwa Khan, everybody, from L.A. Let's talk origin stories here. Now, there's 1, 2, 3, 6 of you. How do you all get in a room together and realize that this is what happens?
Well, it all started around 2012. Sorry, there's the camera.
There's the mic. The idea was initially for me to start like an instrumental project. Huge fan of film music, so I wanted to get a group of musicians together and perform some compositions that I had written, and eventually just decided to try some of those out with vocals, and that's when it kind of shifted from instrumental to like a more of a band format. And from then onwards, I started to kind of experiment with involving different guests on vocals, and each record kind of has a rotating cast of characters narrating their own stories, and we kind of collaborate on in the writing process, and in live it's always kind of changing depending on what we're doing.
So you're a deck in, you're 10 years into this project at this point, right?
I guess so, yeah.
Wow.
I haven't even thought about it.
And your new album, let me see if I could pronounce it again, because I said it off the air, really, Phantasmagoria Volume 2.
Nailed
right?
it.
Phantasmagoria Volume 2.
Yeah.
Awesome. How many albums do you have?
Three. Two of them are Phantasmagorias.
Okay.
There's going to be one more, and then I'm done. I quit.
Well, how did you meet all these talented musicians? Did you meet them along the way, or did they?
Definitely along the way. Cooper, I met him. I was living in this place in Silver Lake, and he was my neighbor. Just walked through.
Did you hear the bass coming?
I heard
the
bass coming out of this place, and I was like, I got to talk to Cooper. I got to meet this guy. And then I think the first thing we did was a string session on the first record, where I had gathered a bunch of players from USC, and my uncle came out. He's a conductor. We recorded like a makeshift 12-piece orchestra, and he was playing upright on that. And then on the record as well, played live bass. Teen, a.k.a. Saigo, I've known him almost through the whole period, mm-hmm. I think.
Everybody from L.A.?
Everybody's from L.A., yeah.
I'm except from Maryland, but I spent enough time here where I feel pretty comfortable.
You can claim
that. Yeah.
I met Randall more recently, and Jessica a few years ago. We started to dabble in like recording stuff together, but this song that we just played was actually the first song we released together, and it was written in 2020, in February, when everything seemed to be coming at us at once, and we just had this idea and kind of felt like almost risking our lives getting together at that point to record this.
It was crazy out in the world with COVID and the protests and all of the unrest. It was a really powerful and sort of unstable time, but I think that's when you make some really great music.
Does all that make its way into the songs? Everything that we've been going through the last couple of years?
I feel like this record for sure kind of captures the essence of our not only individual but collective experience, I'd say.
Yeah.
I'm down. Can I hear another song? Is that okay? I mean, you have all your instruments.
If you say so.
Already.
We
so
might as well.
What are you going to play now, and like, where'd it come from?
I can answer that. This one's called No Sweat Off My Back.
Well, you're on this one, right?
I'm going to sing the tune, and it's about algorithms, perhaps.
Ooh.
And how they help us, rule us,
the metaverse.
Entertain us, and perhaps will replace us. And just our relationship to that.
I liked everything except the last
beans
part you said there.
Yeah, you know, it might.
Trade-offs. You can't replace you guys, though. You guys are pure talent. Let's hear another song from Kanwa Khan, 88.5 Live, really live.
We know that's all the rest.
Well, that's Khan Wakan. Khan Wakan here. Khan Wakan, 88.5 Live, here in studio with amazingly talented musicians. Thank you for just letting me be here with you.
Thanks for having us.
Incredible. So, do you want to talk a little bit about where you found these two featured artists here and where they come from? Or maybe you guys want to tell us where.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, Teen, I'm sorry. I keep forgetting that there's a need for this mic. Okay, here we are. Teen, I met through actually the guitarist who I worked with on the first record. His name is Peter, and they were pretty much best friends, right?
Almost. Yeah, in college.
In college
lots
at USC.
Of, philosophical talks.
A lot of bonding with like Wilco Records and Jack Johnson, I guess. And I found out that Teen was an incredible songwriter and singer. And at the time, I think we didn't really know direction-wise what we wanted to do. So it kind of took a while to dabble into some musical exchange of ideas until we found like our groove. And then eventually
where'd you find Jessica over there?
Ended up on this record. Jessica, I think I met you at Hotel Cafe, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's
yeah, I saw her play there. Yeah.
You see her performing, or just
I saw her performing.
Oh, get out of town!
I didn't know she was performing. I was there, like, in one, you know how there's a couple rooms, and I heard this voice coming out of somewhere. I thought it was a record playing. I was like, what's going on here? And I walked by, and she was just, the place was packed. Everyone, there was such amazing energy in it. I had to meet her. And then we just kept in touch and, you know, started making music.
Discovered we were neighbors also.
Yeah, yeah.
Lived also around neighbors. The corner from each other.
Everybody's a neighbor in SoCal. Yeah.
And now we're all moving to Bulgaria.
Oh, yeah. Are we? I hear the I hear the weather is something else.
It the is tomatoes something else. Are something else. Yeah. The food is something else. Tomatoes. It's gorgeous. Yes. Highly recommend.
Yeah, we've gone on a couple sojourns into Bulgaria to play in his home country.
Sojourns. Yeah. Does that mean trip?
Yeah. Yeah, it was pleasant. Ah, is what I'm trying to say.
It was a good time.
Really nice
tomatoes.
I
hear they're great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, can we go around the room here? I want to ask all you a quick question, okay? And there's no wrong answer, but we'll start with you, Jessica.
Okay, great.
What is your favorite thing about Southern California?
Okay, favorite, most favorite is the weather, the no winter. I don't do the cold or the snow. Or the rain. I don't do weather that's not sun.
I can get behind
and
that.
And burritos. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And burritos. All right. What about you?
I think I would have to say just the
rich. The wind, right, Randall? You like the wind. No.
I do like the wind. I love the weather. But I think my favorite thing is just the rich history of music in this city, from Central Avenue all the way to the birth of West Coast hip-hop to everything going on in the city right now. That's just... I really love the privilege that I was born and raised here, and I can contribute to that legacy in any way that I can.
Love that. Yeah, this is music capital now, isn't it? All right, what about you, Saigo? Favorite part of SoCal?
It would be a tie. If I could do them both at the same time, I would. It's going to see live jazz in the city. It's really nice. And I like skateboarding on the bike paths.
Can you do that?
Yeah, I just cruise. I don't do anything fancy. Just cruise and listen to music. But it's not every place in the world where you have these uninterrupted bike paths without a bunch of like houses right next to them and stuff. You're just cruising on the beach. It's really nice.
I wish I could do it. I fell once and that was it for me.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Brijesh, what is, besides banging the drums there, what's the best part about SoCal?
Well, Jessica already said burritos, so I'll say quesadillas.
Everybody likes that Mexican food, man. Every band says something about tacos or burritos. I'm telling you.
That's all we can afford.
Cooper, what do you think there, bass guy?
I think I might have to kind of, you know, go on what Randall is saying and just the people out here, man. The people, the scene, it's just a beautiful place to be. It's like the people really make this place special. All the musicians and all the just people who love other people. It's really a special place.
And now we're seeing people again, so that's great. That's great. Okay, what's the next, like, few months for you guys coming up? Do you have any plans? Are you going back to Bulgaria on a sojourner?
I definitely am.
Sure.
Yeah?
I think everybody's, you know, involved in multiple projects. Everybody's got different plans, but we're definitely hoping to do some shows out in Europe in the summer. I think that's for sure going to happen. It's just a matter of how we're going to organize it. And yeah,
that's exciting. Shows. And yeah. The album's out, and everybody can listen to it right now.
The album came out in November. If anybody wants to check it out, it's all over the.
It's got all these instruments recorded on it.
And more.
And more. It's amazing. Yeah. I love the production of the whole thing. It's just like, whoa.
Oh,
you guys are talking about 4D or something with sound, and Atmos, I was like interested. The future, man. Okay, one more question for you guys, and there is no wrong or right answer. This is a question that I ask every band. From the beginning of time until now, and we'll start with Bass Guy.
All right.
All right, Cooper, would you rather get into a battle to the death with one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses? A battle to the death.
I'm going to have to go with the duck-sized horses.
The little guys?
The little guys, yeah.
Why is that? You think you could take them?
I think I could run pretty fast. You know, that might give me an advantage.
He's got long legs. That's if you like can't see him right now.
That's not a small.
Go ahead. What would you pick there? Duck-sized horse?
That's kind of a big, small horse, if you think about it.
A duck-sized horse is like an RC car coming at you with teeth and
Absolutely hooves. Not. I'm shanking
we
the
need
one
to realize
duck.
You're going after the solo
shanking
duck?
I'm shanking the one duck. Just like...
All right, Randall, what are you going to do?
I think I would agree with Cooper. Yeah,
what?
Now, I will remind you, there's 100 of them.
Yeah.
There's there's a lot.
The thing about horses...
It one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses. Okay. Go ahead, George. What would you pick?
Man, I think I go for the one.
You go for the one? You try to slay the dragon?
I run away. For sure.
Is the one duck fast like a horse? That's important.
I think it acts just like a duck would act, but large.
Ducks are slow.
Ducks don't.
What about you, Brajesh? What are you doing? What are you going with?
Well, I would go for the horse-sized duck.
A little bit.
You go for the horse-sized duck.
Yeah, if we're talking like 100 smaller horses, first of all, that's, you know, we all know that like strength in numbers is the easiest way to overtake somebody.
Mm.
I just feel like I'd have a better chance with like a big kind of lumbering creature than a bunch of little agile.
Stab one of the webbed feet. Yeah.
The rhythm section always knows. You know, did I get it? Did everybody answer? Did I get you?
I don't think you
did. I did not. Yeah.
Oh, well,
I'm still thinking. No, I think let's just all jump in a big pool together and splash around with some bubble bath.
That's the best answer.
That's the one.
Right,
little
there.
Ducks, little horses, big, small.
I think a horse-sized duck also is more easily tameable.
Yeah.
You're gonna try to try to
be its friend.
All right. Well, best of luck to all of you. I hope it never happens. But in case it does, now we know
what
we're in for. Con Wakan, thanks for being here live on the internet and everywhere you see and hear things. 88.5fm.org is where you can click it. You got one more song, right?
Yeah, we do. Yep. This one's called Room to Grow.
Room to Grow. And, thanks.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Tell me about it.
This one, it's kind of fun because on the record it's more electronic, right? And we tried playing it with the band and kind of discovered that it was really fun with live drones and everything. So this is like a different version than what's on the record.
Oh, remix. Yeah. Live remix. Con Wakan here. Thanks for watching, everybody.
Since your birth.